This is ATCCommunication.com, and I'm your host, Jeff Canarish. I'm producing a special audio podcast from my airline layover in San Jose, Costa Rica this evening, which is rather unusual. I don't normally do this on an airline layover, but what prompted me to get on the horn tonight and talk to you is a review of the ATCCommunication.com pop quiz number 2, in which you were able to test your knowledge of responses to ATC using standard radio phraseology. Now, people who took this test took it anonymously. I have no idea about how these scores lined up by individual. By and large, everybody did well on the standard phraseology portion of the test, but there was one last question, question number 10, that had absolutely nothing to do with radio work. And in that question, I asked, if I were to ask you to make comments or ask questions at this website and you decide not to, what would be the reason that you decide not to? And the majority of the people who answered this question, and by the way, I appreciate your honesty for doing it this way, said, I am too shy to ask questions or comments that might reveal gaps in my knowledge. Well, that got me to thinking about who is in an airplane. And as you know, there are really only two types of people in an airplane. There are pilots, or pilot, and then there are the passengers. The pilot is the person in charge of the aircraft, the one who takes control and gets the airplane safely from point A to point B. And when things don't go right, it's the pilot's responsibility to speak up, question what's going on, and then take the appropriate action to make everything right again. Just behind the pilot sits the passengers, who trust the pilot to do everything for them. Passengers sit there passively as the airplane moves along. They have absolutely nothing to do with control of the aircraft. But really, there's a third type of person in an airplane, and it's the pilot who acts like a passenger. The pilot who sits there when the plane starts going the wrong direction, or something isn't just going correctly, and the pilot just sits and does nothing as though he or she is a passenger. Well, I'm hoping that the people that are visiting this website are not passengers, that they're pilots. By pilots, I'm not only talking about student pilots or experienced pilots, but I'm talking about people who take charge, who ask questions when they need to be asked, and when they see something that doesn't quite sit right or doesn't look right, they speak up and make comments. In other words, pilots who take charge of the situation and are responsible for some of the content at this website. So my question to you tonight, whether or not you answered, hey, I'm too shy to ask dumb questions or make comments and reveal gaps in my knowledge, whether or not that was you that answered that way on that pop quiz, my question to you is this. Are you a pilot or are you a passenger? I'm Jeff Canarish. Thank you for listening. Be well and fly safe.